I'm Zed.
I'm Phil.
We're back.
Minus a Phil for the film alley.
Minus a Phil who will live in infamy for flaking on us.
Think about it,
multiple times.
No,
plus a Phil from zero. Like, you're starting from zero, now you got a Phil.
True.
We can't find a third. Actually, we can find a third Phil.
We need a third Phil.
We got a new Phil at work.
No.
Can we con your new coworker into joining our stupid podcast?
I don't think he'd watch Psych.
You never know.
He's like in his 40s.
That means he probably watched it while it was airing.
Yeah. Maybe.
Like a decade and a half ago.
It was a pretty popular show, believe it or not.
He likes Monster Flux. I know that. I don't know if he likes detective dramas. Do we count this as a drama?
Let's table that discussion. I've got to pause this. Cat, really? She just got scared by her own reflection. I just watched her get scared at her own reflection. Jesus Christ.
You fail a mirror test.
Aww. Aww.
Are you some human intelligence?
Cat! Come here, stupid. All right, we're recording. There's a cat in the studio.
Studio.
This is my studio room.
Yes,
I just happen to also sleep here right now.
Oh, hello.
Okay.
More room than studio.
So we all watched the episode, some of us more recently than others.
Yes.
Okay, so first off, facts, figures, trivia.
Okay, so this was written by Steve Franks and James Rodriguez. It also says Andy Berman on the IMDb, but that was not on the actual episode.
The listed credits?
It wasn't on, like, the whatever, like, right after the opening credits on the show. Like,
oh, okay, yeah.
So
the intro credits.
Andy Berman may or may not have written on this. I don't know.
It had the Steve Franks and the James Rodriguez flair to it. It didn't quite have the spice that Andy Berman tends to bring to it. There were no, like, possibly homophobic comments.
Well, there was, like, homoerotic from, like, Mary, but I mean,
a little bit, but that's just sort of the character. Anyway, keep going.
And it was directed by James Rodriguez, obviously.
Okay.
He likes to do the finale sometimes.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Yeah, has he done more finales than not at this point?
Yeah, we didn't have any, well, we had Abigail is back, but so
the guest
Rachel
stars
Lee
were
Cook, Abigail, Ali Sheedy back as Yang, Jimmy Simpson as Mary, R.I.P.
How dare they, first of all.
I know, how dare they.
He's so creepy, he needed to stick around for at least one more.
I know.
You can't use the same joke that many times, though.
Yes, you can.
I don't know.
They did the bait and switch and the same jokes, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, that's fair.
True.
Yeah. Okay. So, any fun facts? Did they mention that people were in Supernatural?
I have not seen that because most of it is. Oh, somebody is.
The cat is snoring. Are you congested? Are you okay?
Well, she's like,
do you have allergies?
Well, she's like covered in pollen.
Aww,
she's like yellow.
Do you need a baby Benadryl?
Have fun editing this.
I don't have to. Grace does.
I didn't see anything when I, like, maybe said spoilers?
Maybe?
No.
All right, so our mysterious figure who comes in and tells us all about Supernatural is not in this IMDb page.
Apparently.
We told you about the Supernatural guy?
No.
Okay, so there's a guy, and he's a recurring character. I would consider him almost a co-host of this podcast. That on the IMDb trivia page, for almost every episode, he will go in and copy and paste the same phrase that is a list of the stars and guest stars who have also starred in Supernatural, which is also filmed in Vancouver, which, as we know, has 5 actors.
This is like the Kevin Bacon game, like
pretty much, yeah. He's playing the Kevin Bacon game with himself for no reason in the IMDb trivia section. And I don't know who he is, but he's my hero because it's a level of pedantry that did not need it. Like every time, okay, so Lassiter is a recurring character in Supernatural. He plays a character.
He's
a main character in later seasons. And they put him on the list every time. It's very good. It's so good. So anyway, they're my favorite co-host. I'm sorry, Grace.
Aww. Yeah, most of the trivia is about, like, Hitchcock stuff.
Heck yeah.
So
speaking of which, who's actually seen a Hitchcock?
Wow, really?
It me. I see. Have you?
No.
I hope you have. Have you not seen Psycho? The Birds is hilarious.
I know the plot of Psycho. I don't know. I haven't seen Psycho, though.
Jamie Lee Curtis's mom is in Psycho.
Yeah.
She's the lady in the shower scene.
Shower scene?
Yeah. Sour scene.
Yeah.
The sour scene. Yeah. And The Birds is just really funny because it's a bunch of people.
Everybody knows The Birds.
It's a bunch of people freaking out over birds the whole time.
I've seen more parodies of The Birds. I've seen enough parodies of The Birds. I've probably seen the length of The Birds.
Exactly. Valid.
Okay. In the first scene, Shaw arrives at the movie and Gus scolds him for showing up late as he's missed a third of the movie. The movie they are seeing is Psycho. Yeah. Okay. We know. And in its original release, the director, Alfred Hitchcock, created an advertisement campaign that informed prospective viewers that it was required that you see Psycho from the very beginning and warned them that theaters were instructed to not admit anyone that arrived after the film had begun. Shaw's late arrival could be a nod to this campaign. It could be. Or
it's just a plot point.
Yeah.
That they've written in. But also, do you think they would really enforce that like 50 years after the film came out or
maybe,
whatever?
Maybe Hitchcock forgot to tell them.
Oh.
He didn't know they were playing
He
it
didn't
then.
Come
yeah.
personally. Well, he told them not to let those in late.
Well, because he was like personally. Dead at that point.
Yeah.
That's what.
Yeah. Revenge of Hitchcock. You let them in late. I'll let you die.
Yeah.
Much birds.
Yeah.
Okay. Shaw tells Yang he liked Bruce Campbell's book better than hers. So this is a reference to
Bruce Campbell.
To the book. Yeah. If
no, if his reference to the book is a reference to a book.
Yes. No. The title is If Chins Could Kill, Confessions of a B-Movie Actor. Yeah. We know this. They said that in the episode. It's just the clock towers from Vertigo. They literally mentioned that.
All of these fun facts are literally just, were you paying attention to the dialogue of the characters who weren't Sean?
The nothing was a reference to Seinfeld. Yes, they mentioned that.
He said Seinfeld again.
I did not know this.
Uh-huh.
Timothy Ottmanson's first on-screen credit was the younger brother of Susan Ross on Seinfeld. I did not know that.
Ah, so that's why he said it.
Probably.
Specifically. Implying that Lasseter watches Seinfeld, which is a new layer.
I know.
They gave him layers in this one, like an onion.
You think he just like stares at the screen while it's going on? Like...
He's spending the whole time as like a people watching exercise.
I don't understand why people find this funny. Keep watching.
Exposure therapy.
That's how I watch Seinfeld. It's the thing.
Yeah,
I'm watching and trying to figure out why it's funny.
Let's see.
It's not. That's the point.
I guess.
That's a whole podcast in itself, though.
Oh.
I don't want to do that podcast.
There was a pineapple in the fountain.
I believe you.
Sure. Okay.
The 1205 one?
Yeah, I guess. That was the only fountain, right?
Okay.
Yeah, when they were running up the stairs doing the North by Northwest.
I think it was on the top of the fountain. There was something spiky at the top. So
yeah, like most fountains. The fountain part of the fountain.
I'm going to Google your fountain pineapple.
Yeah.
Always got a pineapple in fountain.
What is this? Well, it's all pictures of Juliet tied up. Thank you.
Yeah.
Asked for fountains specifically.
I saw in the preview.
Oh yeah, there it is.
It's a pineapple.
It is at the top.
Is it a real pineapple or
no?
A stone?
It's like
oh
a,
my
it's
gosh,
a fake
that's like a
pineapple.
No, that's like a screen grab from like a Comcast recording DVR thing. That's incredible.
So specific. I love it. Okay, so yes, there is a pineapple there.
There's a bunch of these are actually spoilers for this show. I'm not gonna say that.
Cool.
Sean.
I'm so glad you do this part because I would just read all the spoilers.
Yeah, Sean, Gus, and Mary are sitting at a table in a diner where Gus is given a glass of milk. Jimmy Simpson, who plays Mary, also guest stars in It's Always Sunny as Liam McPoyle.
Who was he in It's Always Sunny?
Liam McPoyle, who's arguably the strangest character in the show and is obsessed with milk.
Yes! Yes, he's the shirtless guy. Okay. He's so distractingly skinny, it's really just, it's upsetting when he's on screen. Never mind. Yeah, it's from that episode with that name. The name, that episode is intense and terrible.
Oh my god!
Yeah. It's an intense
one of these
episode.
Days I will actually watch that show.
So, yeah, his character
but
is
I
one
have
of...
seen enough, like, screen grabs that I kind of know what's going on.
Yeah, his character is one of a pair of brothers trying to scam the educational system.
Wow, spoilers!
I don't care. It is the plot of one episode. But...
Oh my
and
god!
And that makes it worse.
That's awful.
Anyway.
Yang misspelled Sean's name when she signed the name.
Amazing.
Yes.
Good for her.
Nice.
Frankly, It's the attention to detail.
When Lassiter and Henry are getting in the prop car, you can see the driver's side window has a large crack in it. This would have been obvious to them in the car and would have made breaking the window even easier had they pursued that option. I saw that, but I also thought it was like part of the window itself. Because like sometimes windows look weird.
Philosophically, the crack is a part of a window, but it's also not a part of the window. It's the absence of the window.
I'm throwing you out that window right now.
The crack really a part of
the
window?
If it hits the crack on our way out, it hits the absence of the window. So.
It's true.
You got to throw through the absence of the window.
Oh, God, there is two of you! Okay. When Juliet and Lassiter are running up the steps at the park, Juliet counts out loud 36, 37, 38, and then stops.
Yeah, because she lands on 39.
Yeah, okay.
There are like three more steps, weren't there?
Yeah, like not quite at the top, but from where she is standing, you can see through the gap and those things, and that's the point. You can only see it from that step, because Lassiter can't see it. And he's up like a step and a half more. So,
this is a stretch. Even for oh my god. While the episode mostly references Hitchcock films, the show overall often references The Breakfast Club, including Ally Sheedy, who played the basket case, just in case you didn't know. Like,
just in case you didn't know, Ally Sheedy was in The Breakfast Club. You know the thing she's known for.
The thing she's known for. Yeah, the chip and pixie stick sandwich. Yeah, we all know.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond that, the nerdy character, Mary Lightly, is revealed at one point to be packing a flare gun rather than a regular gun. In The Breakfast Club, the nerdy character is in detention due to an incident where he had a flare gun.
Yeah, Brian.
Brian, because he's on like the track team?
No, this is the nerd.
Oh.
The nerd had a gun at school and they gave him Saturday detention. Because it's the 80s! Yeah, because when they're all comparing why they're all in detention, there's like, you know, you told someone to eat, you were late to such and such. And he's like, I may have had a gun.
I was bored and just wanted to come.
Yeah, basically.
I'm just like, okay. Yeah.
I had nothing else to do on a Saturday, I guess.
This marks a rare episode in which the closing credits don't feature the show's theme song. Yeah, we know this.
I mean, I didn't. I closed it before the credits started.
Oh, okay. This is basically just...
I pretty much always close it without paying attention to the credits.
Yeah, it has some, like, theme music.
Sure. Yeah. I'll believe you.
And that wasn't even the Goofs. Like, that was what? The pedantic
That was just them
trivia.
Saying trivia?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. I'm sorry. The calendar on Sean's desk says it is February. However, Sean and Gus are driving to Mary's. The leaves have changed colors and are falling, which implies that it is fall. It was really fall when they're going to Mary's house. It was so funny.
It is the Oran High School host club of seasons. Mm-hmm. They say it's one thing and then it's spring, and then they say it's one thing and then it's fall, and then they say it's one thing and it's suddenly a Christmas
seasons
episode.
Don't matter. It's okay. In California, they're not real.
It's true.
I think they had four seasons at this point.
Oof.
After Lassiter and Henry enter the prop car, Henry states the car has no ignition, not even a place for a key. Moments before, there was a shot of the steering wheel and dashboard. It clearly shows the car ignition.
Amazing. Well, it could be that it looks like an ignition and it's just like there's no place to put in the key.
This is my favorite one that I've ever seen. And I say that a lot, but I might actually mean it this time.
I don't believe you.
During the opening flashback to 1989, Henry refers to the running time of The Little Mermaid being 116 minutes. The running time of The Little Mermaid is about 85 minutes. Since Sean is really going to see Psycho, the running time for that is about 109 minutes. So Sean would have had time to see all of Psycho, but Henry seems to be way off. However, films do have commercials and previews, and they didn't even have tickets yet. So the fact that Sean's father mentioned he will be back in exactly 116 minutes would indicate that he took this into account.
Not only that, it would indicate that he's already gone and seen it and took a timer.
Yeah.
Good for Henry.
I think the thing is that I'm pretty sure that he knew that he was going to see Psycho anyways and just like, okay, whatever.
Maybe. Or it's, I called the theater and asked them exactly when people usually are cleared completely out of the theater, and they told me this time. So I said 116 minutes, but I did not actually have Google because it's 1989.
Maybe. Yeah, that's That's all I got. That's
what they had as Goof?
Yeah, that was Goof.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. Hi, Cat. Cat's back.
You're not supposed to acknowledge animals on podcasts.
Oh, come on.
The audience can't see them.
Come on, the second Phil Nally. My Philip literally took a picture of the cat while we were recording, so I mean it's a great picture.
Alright, so thoughts. You go first?
Or, do I want to go first?
I don't know.
it was an alright episode.
Yeah.
The last episode I saw was, you know, the previous finale, so I was like, oh yes.
You're just gonna keep watching the Mystery Gang episodes from, because I was like, when do they actually continue this plotline?
How many more are these?
I checked, the next season finale is Mystery Gang number 3.
Really?
You checked?
Yeah, because I was like, do they continue at the first episode of next season, or do they make me wait like an asshole? And the answer is the second thing, like an asshole. Anyway, yes. So next finale, you will be watching the continuation of Mystery Gang.
Unless it's other Phil.
Maybe we'll trade off. I don't know.
But yeah, there were a couple parts that were weird to me, like the part where like, oh, he doesn't have any rules, and then it's like, then he started following rules for the whole thing. Like, it didn't feel like that much of a departure from the previous.
Valid.
Yin. Was the last one Yin? This one was Yang?
The last one was Yang. This one's Yin.
Oh, gosh. It's so hard to remember.
I know.
Whatever is happening, it's got the same general plot line.
You're like, oh, it doesn't follow rules. As soon as you know the rules, they'll change. But it was Hitchcock movies throughout. So, like,
it was.
I don't know.
That is a good point that I never really thought about, because I'm just like, oh, this is just happening. Whatever.
This might as well happen.
This might as well happen, because, I mean, I first saw this episode 13 years ago, so it's basically like, this is what happens.
I think it would have been too hard to write it like that, so they're like, yeah, I'll just keep it as the old thing.
Well, then they really should have written out that line, where they're like, there are no rules, or whatever.
You know how it is with filmmaking, where they shoot all the scenes independently, and then during editing, sometimes they, don't really think about how they go together perfectly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It keeps changing.
I have so many thoughts.
Speak the thoughts.
Are you saying anything? Podcast over.
I have so many thoughts. Podcast done.
But they're mostly about how I really wish that I had a 4-mic table. That's all I can think of.
Like at the diner?
Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But it's
very achievable goals.
Very They're expensive. You wouldn't think that they are expensive. Like,
all you have to do is go to the Midwest while they're demolishing a bunch of old diners.
True.
Yeah.
True.
There was on the cheap old houses Instagram. There was like a, was it Kansas?
Didn't you send this to me?
Maybe.
Probably.
It was it was free if you could move it, because otherwise they were demoing it, so you'd have land to move it to. It was a 1950s diner shaped like a White Castle. It was like an old, like, White Castle ripoff diner.
I did not see that.
It looked radical.
Okay.
So.
But, yeah. Diner, awesome.
Mm-hmm.
I love that Buzz gets to solve the clue and he's so proud of himself.
Poor Buzz.
I'm just like, wait. He gets to solve the clue and then he, like, gets shot with, like, a poison dart or something.
The
or, like, in, like, an injection.
Yeah. Really good spatial awareness for a cop. Yeah. We proved it over and over again.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to make him like the assistant to the...
I hoped it would have been Buzz. I was like, he's been here the whole time. Like, oh, that was my dream. And he didn't. Bitches.
I think they were trying to make you think for like a...
Like it would have been so
second.
Cool.
Yeah. They kept doing like the fake out.
How
and stuff.
Dare they, first it of all. Have
insane.
Cool things happen and then just rip it away from me in favor of the mystery of whatever that
I just
don't
feel
solve.
Bad for like Abigail, because she is trying so hard to
honestly,
date this guy that she liked in high school and she almost dies.
She had a very mature response at the end of it. Like,
she did.
Call me if you ever get done doing things that will kill me if I continue to date you.
Yeah.
That's
a
good breakup reason. It's not me, it's you and your psychopathic killers that you chase.
Relationship baggage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All those killers.
Yeah.
Oof.
I thought that the rope was, like, really, like, comical in a way, because it's just, like, it's obviously not secured.
Yeah,
like,
no, you can see that it wasn't completely tied.
I'm just, like...
Under the water. Like, the edge of
I'm
it
like,
is floating. It's
there's
really
a,
funny.
Like, there's a string. You just pull it and it comes down.
Yeah, it's a rope, even.
I'm just, like, yeah.
It would have been dangerous to film the scene with her actually tied up, you know?
I know this, but I'm just, like, don't show me the knot. It's just not a knot.
Just from a filmmaking perspective, there are ways to make it look like it's completely knotted
and not
do any
just
of that.
Just put one of those breakaways on the back. And
yeah.
Then, you know, or, you make it like a real, like, full
It just like, this is like the kind of like rope you use to like tie down a yacht or something. Mm-hmm. Like this is okay.
And it's very clean.
It's clean very rope. Clean. Yeah. That's
you what could I was probably track too. The Yin Yang Killer based on his Walmart purchases. So because there's a lot of rope for Jules and a lot of rope for Abigail. So like just figure out who in Santa Barbara area has bought a ton of your rope. And I'm just like,
okay, so you're gonna saw through it with a Swiss Army knife.
Uh-huh. For some reason. Like, even though I'm pretty sure she could have just flexed and it would have fallen off.
Yeah, I'm just like, Henry doesn't have like gardening shears in his truck or something. Like he only has a Swiss Army knife.
Yeah, he only has things when it's convenient for him to have things.
I'm just like, you have a truck, my dude. There's a glove box. You don't have tools in there? Am I just
overthinking? You would this? Hope. You yeah. Would
I'm just like,
I don't know. Yeah.
It would probably be a lot more fun if I, like, watched the movies and I was like, oh, that's a cool reference. Because, like, my only
maybe.
Reference I, point for Hitchcock movies is this episode of Psych.
I think it's just as much fun if you've seen them because really the references they're making are so surface level and then they explain the references yeah. in movie mm-hmm. or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, I don't think you need to have yeah. seen it. You just have to be like, I understand how to understand references. So
it still makes me cry, though, the ending. Every single time it makes me cry. I don't know why.
I don't think I feel feelings, I guess. Because, no, my takeaway was, if, first of all, if they set up, like, a whole, like, movie set series of, like, we yeah. need you all to act out as these characters for the killer who's obsessed with Hitchcock movies, first of all. Like, what a what setup.
Kind of Vic,
why are you playing along with this? Second off, so, like, Jules, you deserved everything you got. I'm sorry,
I'm just
victim
like,
blame.
You... Okay.
Oh, yeah, I called that trap.
She is not a final girl. She's not a final girl.
But also, like, okay, so if I know a serial killer built this place, I'm not standing where you would pull drinks to pull a lever. Because, first off, I thought it was going to be a gun. I thought it was like you pull it and it just pops you.
No, it had fallen, the clue.
Did it?
Yeah. You'll okay. fall head over heels for me.
Oh, okay. I wasn't paying attention to the clues. I was just kind of, you know, going with it.
I was like, oh, this is Emperor's New Groove all over again.
Wrong lever!
But
if you had sat on top of the bar and pushed it, it would have worked out perfectly fine.
Well, I mean, most horror movies are that way, where it's like, oh,
if you just, you know, had an ounce of caution in your body, knowing that this was made by a serial killer.
I just love how she's like, if I hold a gun to the lever, I'm not going to fall.
That is very funny of her.
And she also could have just, like, held onto the lever because those are pretty secure. Like, it's going to hold, like, 100 pounds, whatever she is. Like, it's going to hold
her. She didn't know she was going to fall. She's
the clue said head over heels.
We knew she was going
to
fall.
I wasn't paying enough attention to hear the fall thing, so I thought it was going to be a gun. So Jules might have thought something similar. I'm not sure why she would have stood directly in front of me.
I don't know either. It's just
fatalistic.
Like, she's like, I have to pull this lever, and she like pulls it, and she just like, let's go.
I hope the next one is Saw themed. Because there were certain moments in this that were very Saw. Like do you want to play a game? And I was like,
they need Mary for that one.
That's true. He comes back and he's just Saw. Yes.
God, I wish. He's so funny.
Just trying to get people to enjoy racquetball.
I played racquetball in college.
Of course
I tried
did.
To play racquetball in college. I was like, I don't know the rules.
Yeah, that was one of my PE credits was racquetball.
No. Oh, we just had a room. You just go in it.
Yeah, you had to. Okay. Well, you could just use it, but I needed a PE credit and that was the only thing that was open at the time. So
we were in engineering school, so we didn't need PE credits.
How dare you? My school is full of jocks. So everyone was required to take 2 PE credits for your graduation. So I took racquetball. Yeah, I took racquetball, which was an 8 a.m. class.
Mm.
And then I took self-defense, which was also an 8 a.m. class.
I mean,
I enjoyed both to a degree.
I just couldn't if only wake they weren't up at like 8 a.m. and get all sweaty and then just move on with my day.
I'd take that over the 7 a.m. programming courses I had.
Valid.
Yeah.
I don't think I'd be awake enough to program at that
point. I could be awake enough to, like, move around, but not to, like, sit and look at a thing. No. Just fall asleep.
Yeah.
We lost the cat.
Poor cat.
This is so sad. I like the episode. I always liked the episode.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, like...
I thought it was enjoyable.
like, if I'm doing, like, a marathon of the episodes, I'll do, like, all of the Yangs or, like, all of, like, the scary ones.
Sure.
So, like...
Do you have, like, a letterboxed, like, episode sorting thing? You should.
There is... There's, like, a TV version of Letterboxd that I haven't done yet, but, like, I probably should.
You should.
I probably should, because
you should make themed playlists of Psych.
I should. Because, like, to, like, de-stress in a way.
Sorting things?
No, just, like, horror movies or, like, anything like that. It's just, like, calming.
Valid.
Calming. Just relaxing death. Despair.
Relaxing death. Fear. Well, yeah. You know what's going to... You're just like, okay, somebody's going to die.
Somebody's going to scream.
Who's going to die?
They're going to play that music. Yeah.
Some legacy character is going to be killed off in a horrible, horrible way, and I'll never forgive them for it. It's fine.
Yeah.
Just remind me of Scream. I'm still mad.
Don't spoil the new Scream on the podcast.
I'm gonna spoil the previous Scream. No.
Okay, spoilers for Scream 5, I guess.
I didn't know there were even 5 of them.
They just came out with 6 of them.
Oh, why is it always that way with horror movies? Hellraiser's that way.
You'd think they'd have raised hell once and it was enough.
There was one of the most recent ones, they were losing the property, so they made it in a week.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh no.
They took more time for High School Musical 2.
That's a fun comparison.
I don't know where
they took like a week to film
where they did with that.
No, I'm
how
saying
how long did they take to film High School Musical
2? How long should a High School Musical take?
They took like almost like a week just to film Bet on It. Like
comparably? I'm not sure. Which Hellraiser was that?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to actually look that up.
I only know that one because it was so bad. We were like, why is it so bad? And everyone was like, oh, it was filmed in a week. Because they're like... losing the IP rights and they had to, you know,
get
the
movie out
quick. Hellraiser Revelations was produced in a matter of weeks.
Oh, you're asking me which Hellraiser? I thought you were asking me which High School Musical.
No. Revelations was shot in 2 weeks.
2 weeks, okay.
I don't need... I know the release...
way too short.
Yeah, that's still incredibly stupid.
Okay. They took 5 weeks to film High School Musical 2.
That's twice and some change as many weeks as it took to film Hellraiser Revelation. So, like, really, what quality of film is that? Wait, they spent 5 weeks and a whole week of that was the Bet on It sequence?
They took 6 days for Bet on It.
Of their 5 weeks?
Yes.
I mean, it's a really good sequence.
It's a really good
sequence. It's worth it, but like,
so
also,
it's my
you've seen Bet on It, right?
No.
Shall I pause the recording?
No.
That whole song.
I got things to do. I don't want to stick around for that.
That
not
song,
the whole of it.
That
just
song
the
was
on
my
it
entire
sequence.
Personality for like over a year.
There's a lot happening in this Wikipedia page. I'll have to come back to it later.
Sorry, I'm looking at the IMDb for High School Musical 2 now. It's way more enjoyable.
Where was the pineapple in High School Musical 2?
Probably in like the Tiki.
You know what we should do?
High School Musical party? Yes, obviously.
No, absolutely not.
Damn
what we
it.
Should do is create a guerrilla warfare with all the people, all the 10 people who listen to our podcast, and ask them to go on to the IMDb pages for things completely unrelated to Psych and identify when they see pineapples.
I'm pretty
and
sure.
Then put in the like trivia. This is a reference to the 2006 show Psych.
No,
for
okay,
no reason.
No. There is a reference to pineapples in the deleted scene. They cut a song that's only in like the DVD version. It's actually in the Disney Plus version. But
High School Musical?
High School Musical 2.
Okay.
Sharpay's singing about Pineapple Princess Tiki.
I remember hearing people talk about that. Yes.
Huma Huma.
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Those are words.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Are they?
Uh-huh. Yeah, sorry. Yeah. So there is a Pineapple Princess Tiki.
Okay, so if that was after 2006, then we can go on their IMDb page
it
and
was
say that they're referencing Psych.
Obviously referencing
Psych.
Yes,
yes, absolutely.
Yes. I will 6 degrees
you know
of
they made
bacon.
Pineapples real? They're real fruit now. They made them just for Psych. This Dole company really has this great product placement.
Oh boy.
Like the red swing line stapler.
Well, it probably I'm pretty yeah. sure that it all like circles back to Steve Franks working in the Enchanted Tiki Room at Disneyland.
Sure. So we can really say that Steve Franks is referencing Disney and Disney is referencing Steve Franks.
Yes.
They love each other. Obvious. They're in love.
Yes, they're in love.
This guy like went crazy because he was too close to pineapples for too long. Like,
I don't get how big that room. The Enchanted Tiki Room is sponsored by Dole Pineapple, okay?
Gotcha. It all comes full circle.
It all comes full circle.
Full pineapple.
Full pineapple.
Oh, Jesus. Full pineapple ring, specifically.
Oof.
The references to the Hitchcock movies that I totally understand and get because I've totally seen a Hitchcock movie.
Totally. You totally understand and get. Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And they're pretty popular, so like you'll usually see them around a lot.
Uh-huh. I just like...
You like watching movies.
What the heck?
Oh, she's under there.
Oh, okay.
She likes hanging out under the bed.
I thought she fully went out.
Uh-uh.
Shower scene from Psycho and Birds, those are definitely ones you gotta know for pop culture osmosis.
I mean, like, there's so many Birds, like, references and parodies that, like, as you
pretty much anytime you see it, before. Pretty much anytime you see a bird in film, they're just referencing Alfred Hitchcock, just like the pineapple.
You go outside, Alfred Hitchcock made them real.
Yeah, he did. Just like the pineapples?
The horror stalking you. Wow.
Those birds, that product placement, man.
Sometimes the birds eat pineapples, and you're just like, whoa.
True. Thank you. I do like very how dumb. This episode is shot.
Sure.
And
with cameras.
In God, more than a week.
More than 2 weeks. Hey. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what their film schedule is for these.
Grease does sometimes.
Sometimes. I know that they filmed this one. This was the 15th one they filmed because they ran out of money filming this one. They had to go back and make that Think Tank
episode.
Yeah,
that one that sucked. Yeah, okay. The one that sucked because they filmed it with zero budget.
It's like they had a sponsor or they're just no budget.
I think basically just no budget at all. Like if they found budget, they probably had to beg the studio for scraps. So
yeah,
it was bad. It wasn't a good episode.
It was awful.
It had a lot of plot holes.
It was so bad.
It
was so bad.
Yeah. All right. So individual rankings. Would you recommend it, etc.?
I would recommend it always. Like, but you would like.
You mean always? Sometimes you're like, never in a million years. This one sucks.
Me too. No, I'm saying under every circumstance, I would recommend this one. I would not necessarily as a first episode because.
Well, no, you have to watch the first Mr. Yang first.
Yes, at least watching like. Season 3 finale, you kind of know what's going on because like
you just watch the finales and be like Philip.
yes, other Philip who's not with us at the moment.
Yeah, are you going to interview him forcibly about this and then
I don't know
insert it in the podcast?
Maybe it's going to be inserted right now.
Oh no! Yikes!
I think it's a really strong finale.
It is.
Yeah.
Although I hate that they left us hanging and that they're apparently not going to follow through on leaving us hanging for another season.
What are they leaving us hanging on, do you think?
Just the mystery of Mr. Yang. They set up a whole bunch of stuff and then they apparently don't ever come back to it for another season.
I want to know why he wears a full body suit in his house. And Nora. That's the real mystery.
He's actually Hellraiser.
Yeah.
I'm curious as...
There's nobody in Hellraiser named Hellraiser.
It's like... Most of the time,
that's off. I thought the one with the spikes on his head was Hellraiser.
No, yeah, that's
Mr. Hellraiser himself.
That's Pinhead.
That's his first name.
He's got pins in his head. He's Pinhead.
His name is Pinhead Hellraiser.
No, Hellraiser was my father. I'm Pinhead.
Yeah, don't call me Mr. Hellraiser. Call me Pinhead. I'm the cool teacher.
Exactly. I'm fucking like, fuck this shit. I'm out.
We have such sights to show you.
So I would give it, I would say 7.5 pineapple references out of 10.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you give it?
In the first place, I don't encourage skipping episodes, even though that's what I do every time I come on this podcast.
Breaking your own rules.
Yes. I mean, if you watch the last one, this one's... I don't feel like it's required watching after the last one, though. Because the last one was self-contained. And it was like, let's add on more.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. 6 out of 10?
Okay.
It's not a must-see. It's all right.
I thought it was actually compelling to watch. And also, because it's been so long since we watched the last one, I actually don't remember that much of the last one.
Mm.
So if I had watched last season finale immediately before this, like I'm doing a Mr. Yang rewatch,
mm-hmm.
I would probably consider this one completely unnecessary. But considering I've basically forgotten it, other than the fact that Ally Sheedy's character was in it, mm-hmm. and there it was involved some sort of drive-through movie.
Well, they like had like a
I like that they had the recap I had forgotten. It had been a while.
Because it would have been like a whole year.
Yeah. I mean, for us, it was like, what, November last time we were at the last season? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah, so.
We've been taking our sweet time with season 4.
Heck yeah, we have.
Yeah.
It's been busy.
Yes, it has.
No, so like, I think as it is with me and my lack of brain power to remember things, mm-hmm. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But if I had been watching them in, like, in succession, I would not have enjoyed it. So for that, I agree with you with a 7.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because it's not really above a 7. It's good.
Yeah.
But it's also, like you said, Philip, kind of unnecessary in general. Fun, but I've unnecessary.
I've seen it a whole bunch of times, and it's one of my favorites. But it's just, it was a lot to deal with today, so it was like 7.5.
We've been struggling to get this finale together for a while now, listener.
Over a month, yes. Mm-hmm. So, I'm sure you guys have noticed with the recording.
We've had some weird recording delays.
Yeah, we have.
All right.
So,
yeah, I recommend it. What, on average, is 6.75? What's that average? 6 point something.
No.
Am I using the calculator?
Like, yes, you are.
Because I did.
It's probably something around there. I don't know.
Sure. Okay.
Yeah. Hovering around there.
Good enough. Do we have any audience participation? Did you check?
I did not check.
Okay. So let's say if we do, we'll talk about it next time. In season 5.
There's not really that much. And also, like, nothing substantial. People sometimes share our posts to their, like, Instagram story and
Thank
stuff
you.
Like that. But there weren't any, like, comments. Just
sort of like, yeah, this is cool. Which, you know, I appreciate.
Yeah.
But also, unhelpful.
I think
constructive commentary.
Yeah, I think it's the
How
fact.
How dare you like this without providing a full-length novel?
Yeah.
You need to Oreo sandwich your commentary. It needs to be pithy comment, substantial comment, pithy comment. Yeah. Like an Oreo.
Can I replace it with snarky?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
cool.
Snarky.
Constructive, snarky.
Pithy, snarky, pithy.
Oh, okay. No, that's worse. Thank you. Yeah. Okay. So no audience participation yet?
Not necessarily.
Currently?
Not really. I mean, people.
I mean, people... you did text me at one point somebody bought something from our shop.
Oh, yeah.
We do have a shop. Nice. We have merch. So we drop new merch every month on the 7th.
Yes.
If we remember.
I remembered this month.
I reminded you this month.
Stop.
Yes. I have an alarm set on my phone.
Yeah. It was the Shenanigans Bar and Grill from like
because
the first
it is
season,
the month that contains St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
All right. So if you would like to comment and participate, we have our comments turned on Anchor, which is now apparently Spotify podcast. Sure.
Whatever.
We have comments turned on. We are, it's been a long time. Delicious Flavor Pod on Facebook. We are Delicious Flavor Podcast on Instagram.
Yes.
We don't use Twitter anymore.
Twitter's dead to us.
We are DF Podcast on Redbubble, which is where you can find the merch. And did I get all of them?
Sometimes I post on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. TikTok is the same as the Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Delicious Flavor Podcast.
One day they will all be the same, but
I don't believe in us.
Facebook is stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Zuckerberg, fight me.
Just make a MySpace page.
Oh, man, we should.
Oh, my God, we should.
Oh, GeoCities. You could do GeoCities.
We could with, like, a cursor that changes shape.
They brought it back with, it's called NeoCities now.
What?
I don't know if people still use it, but, like.
No, we should use that. We should make a landing page that directs to all of our other socials that is a GeoCities page.
Oh, what is that? What is that thing that the kids are using? Linktree or whatever?
LinkedIn?
Linktree.
Oh, Linktree is just a thing where you store links.
Yeah.
And we could make a Linktree with all of our socials
like
on it.
Well,
no, it's like basically a single page that has a like a 1x whatever Excel like stack in it that you can put links to all
is
of your
that
stuff
the
in.
Best looking?
And so it gives you a really short URL that you can put in your bio on things where you can be like, yeah, the link's in my description. And so it'll link to their Linktree that has all the other things in it.
So we had a solution for that back in like the 90s where it was, you know, have an HTML page with no CSS. And
yeah, that's basically what it is.
You just drop all your links.
Code it in there.
That's basically what it is. They had to bring it back because, like, people were trying to link too many things in their bios.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a whole thing. Yeah, we could make a link.
There is the Anchor website that does have all of our stuff linked in there, but nobody's looking at
it. I mean, if you go to Anchor because you can't find the rest of our stuff, I'm guessing that if you are able to find our Anchor page, you're probably able to find the rest of them.
Probably.
We are sort of Googleable.
There's probably a link in our descriptions of the podcast or Anchor thing, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, I believe in us.
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, if you want to interact with us, do that. Thank you to all the people who've interacted with us in the past. And if you are interested in co-hosting, like some of our interactors in the past have done, like Grace and several other people, actually.
Yeah, our like friend group.
Our general friend group is typically co-hosting. But if you would like to, as a stranger, please reach out to us. A couple people have. So, yeah, would recommend.
Yeah.
I've been Zed.
I've been Grace.
I'm still Phil.
Congratulations.
This has been an episode. Yeah. Happy season finale. We'll see you in season 5.